Senator from Cape Girardeau.
If I could inquire the senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. And as I was saying in our more appropriate traditional inquiries with you, that I think it behooves not only the Senate, the General Assembly, as well as the state of Missouri, if we could just talk about a little bit about where we've been, where we're going, maybe what you want to be when you grow up, and tell you what I want to be when I grow up, you know, just have a little discussion.
Certainly.
We're in a special session. I met with some fourth graders earlier this week and told them about state government and told them we usually meet January through May, but on extraordinary occasions, we can be called into a special session, and that's one of those occasions that we find ourselves here on a number of topics. Some of them you just signed into law. One of them that was the core component of that was the economic development, what has been called an economic development bill by some. Some want to call it a reform bill, but it's a particular piece of legislation. And what I wanted to do is just kind of walk through and get your perspective of where we've been and share with you my perspective of where we've been, where we find ourselves today, and where we might go into the future.
Certainly, certainly.
If that's agreeable.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have been in negotiations since the end of last session.
That's correct. That session ended May 13th, and of course, many of these provisions were debated in late April or first part of May here on the Senate floor, and House Bill 116 was amended, and I thought it was one of our finer moments, and
sure.
We passed a bill that headed down to the House.
And that was a bill that worked through this body, and it was never passed, never sent to conference, never at all, to my recollection, during Senate, given the traditional normal pathway to legislating, which is the Senate has its version, the House can have its version, and you work out those differences in conference. That was a norm that was set during regular session that prevented us from basically achieving any kind of dialogue with the House.
That's correct. I don't think it got a House hearing. Certainly didn't get up on the floor and
never passed a committee.
Never passed a committee, and as far as I'm aware, never really got any full discussion there in the House.
And as that bill, or not that bill, but the session concluded, many individuals, myself included, would have liked to have seen something happen along similar to those topics. And I know that you felt the same way, and I think the Speaker of the House and the leadership of the House felt the same way, and they engaged in dialogues and discussions over the course of the summer that then developed into discussions with the second floor in the governor's office that then developed ultimately into what I told those fourth graders I was coming up here to do, one of those extraordinary topics that started this special session that we find ourselves in. We showed up here, and we discovered that maybe some things that sounded good in May, maybe some things that sounded good in June, even things that sounded good to the Senate and the House but didn't sound good to the governor. You know, through the legislative process, moving things forward, we found out that what may have been talked about in May or last session, what may have been talked about this summer, and then was between the House and Senate, and then talked about between the governor, everyone had their little tweaks, and everyone had their own changes, and everyone had their own perspectives. And I took to the floor, and I talked about that a window of ignorance that I had had on certain things had closed for me, and I raised new concerns that I didn't raise during session. That happens.
Yes,
you know,
most definitely.
It happens with everything. I learn something new each and every day that changes my perspective, not only on my job as a legislator, but on my existence in this world.
You bet.
And
we learn something each and every day. And
yeah.
When you stop learning, why?
Or stop trying to learn.
That's right.
We're really doomed. But that didn't derail the process by which the Senate moved forward.
That's correct.
You know, anybody that's been into my office, when I got elected, my mom gave me a little train My favorite book growing up was The Little Engine That Could.
I used to read that to my boys. Yes.
So that's my favorite book. And in my office, I have this little engine that my mom gave me when I got elected. And it reminds me, and she told me to remind me, be the little engine that could. I think I can, I think I can. And Senator, even though you and I have had heated moments and had disagreements, and same with the Senator from the 23rd, I think both of us kept the I think I can moment.
We
and
did.
Even though many of us thought there would be a time when we would stop doing the I think I can's, we kept thinking we could. And the Senate worked through the legislative process.
We did.
You
and
know,
we came out with a good bill in Senate Bill 8.
Absolutely. The Senate passed legislation during this special session. I think that's important to note. We passed an economic development bill from those that would title it an economic development bill. We passed a reform bill.
Tax credit reform bill. Significant reforms.
Yeah, that would call it a reform bill. And I'm not trying to put a label on anything. If you want to call it an economic development bill, call it economic development bill. I want to call it a tax reform bill, I'll call it a tax reform bill. It was both.
Could be argued that way.
It reached a balance in a chamber that curries off of ideas and curries off of individuals working to a particular end. And
correct.
This is a deliberate body. It's a tough body. But it's designed that way by our framers because it shouldn't be easy to pass a law that every Missourian has to follow.
That's right.
Our
exactly.
framers didn't want it that way. And we engaged in that process, and the Senate passed a bill. Now, I haven't been following what on each and every day the House is doing, but I don't know. Has the House passed a bill?
They have not passed an economic development / tax credit reform bill. We had a hearing. I'm talking about the bill that we passed out of this body last week, Senate Bill 8 with the amendments, and had a hearing in the Economic Development Committee of the House Monday evening. So we presented the bill last Monday, and to date, they've not passed an economic development / tax credit reform bill.
So this year, this session, you got a hearing.
I did get a hearing.
Last session, we didn't get a hearing. So we made progress in the legislative process that our founding fathers developed. I don't know. Maybe some people here don't like what our founding fathers did, and they want a completely different legislative process where you don't go the open, public, transparent route in which to reach legislation. But at least you got a hearing this time.
We got a hearing this time.
And
on Monday.
I think you also did something unique in the Senate to also add layers of transparency and communication. I think you held
We held two hearings for the public and for the legislators here in the Senate lounge, and actually went through the bill step by step. We had a couple of gentlemen, former Senator Chuck Rowe, Steve Stogel, who headed up the Tax Credit Review Commission that issued the report that this body followed very closely during the past session and this special session, and we implemented a lot of their suggestions. But we had two information type meetings for the public on Wednesday and Thursday of this week to go through the bill, explain the history of tax credits and things of that nature.
That was open to the public.
It was open to the public.
And that was, I think, also you made special invitation to representatives.
We did.
Both Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
And you even held two. Why didn't you just hold one?
Well, we originally scheduled the one for Wednesday because we were told the House was coming back Wednesday night, and then they moved their arrival date to Thursday. So we did one Wednesday and Thursday with the hopes that members of the House would come and listen to the presentations and gain knowledge and information. Some of them did come and
right.
take advantage of that session and asked questions.
And in your opinion, and you know, somebody on the other end of the building or somebody on a different floor of the building may disagree with, but was that a educational, helpful, useful process?
Well, Senator, I've been here now 11, 11 years, and it was helpful to me. And you know, some of the things that I had learned in the past, but it was a review. And I thought there was some really good information on tax credits, the history, the percentage of tax credits expended that make up our total budget. I mean, at one time, the last several years, we've been about 7.5% to 8% of our total GR revenue is being spent on tax credits.
Yeah, and I think hearing from former Senator Gross and Steve Stogel, two individuals that not only are different party persuasions, but also different ideologically relative to tax credits.
Yes.
Senator Gross is the one that created the six-year sunset statute that now attaches to every new program started in the state. And Steve Stogel is a developer.
That's right. And you know, there was a lot of diversity on that whole commission, and several individuals took part in that that had expertise in that area. And they went all across the state, held meetings, took public testimony, and they arrived at their conclusions. And that's why the senator from Howell, the senator from the 15th, senator from Andrew and yourself and others took their recommendations, because it was from a nonpartisan group of people with some expertise. But not only that, they went out into the communities all around the state and gathered information as they prepared to submit a report.
Now, are you aware, because I'm not aware and I didn't, that the House did a similar process of letting the public and letting the Senate or letting the governor know what was important to them in a process much like you, that highlighted what their principles are about, what legislation they were going to pass relative to that? Because it may have happened, I just didn't see it.
I was not aware of it, Senator.
Okay, I wasn't either, and I'm not saying that didn't occur, so if it did occur, great, but I'm not aware that that happened. And I'm also not aware that the House has passed out of committee what their position is, or where they are thinking economic development, jobs, tax credit reform. We haven't seen anything come out of a committee going all the way back to the end of last session, because they wouldn't go to conference with us. They wouldn't pass our version. And then we come into this special session, and we don't have any knowledge at this point after being here a month. I mean, I know we haven't met for a month straight, but the times that it's not like we got here yesterday and it's just today. I mean, and we still don't really know what the House's position is.
That's exactly right. We had the hearing Monday, presented the bill, and we don't have anything out of the House dealing with Senate Bill 8 or something similar. Nothing at all. Not one thing. I mean, there was talk about a House committee substitute. They never took that up and passed it.
And
so I don't really know what the House's position is.
I want to go all the way back to also this statement that I've read, and I've also heard that, you know, there was a deal that was cut. The governor didn't call a special session that encompassed the deal that was cut. And, you know, the House is only going to do what the deal was. Now, has the House passed that deal this summer?
They have not passed that deal. They have not passed anything that is a House economic development or slash tax credit reform bill.
You're not holding that bill in your drawer and killing it as the pro tem.
No, I'm not, Senator.
Okay. And a lot of talk is that the pro tem would kill bills and hold them in the drawer and not refer them to committees and not let committee chairs have them out. You don't have that deal bill in your drawer that from the House.
I do not. I do not have that, and I don't. I think they talked about an agreement that they had with the governor. I've not seen them pass that bill either.
And that's kind of where I want to go. Now, the House says that there is this deal, and I believe one of the representatives, I don't know, and it's not really important who filed the deal, But they said there was a deal, and I guess that's their position. They think it's a good bill, and I think a representative over there filed it, but I don't know that there's ever been a hearing, and it may be the first time that the speaker's killing his own bill in his own drawer. I don't know, but I wonder if it's in that secret drawer that pro tems and speakers kill, but I haven't
seen... Not in the pro tems.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a public hearing on the deal bill that the House says got us here to begin with. Gotcha. And I haven't seen a vote on the deal bill that got us here. And I haven't... Of a committee. And I haven't seen a vote of the deal bill that supposedly got us here from the entire House of Representatives. Now, I monitor this place pretty closely. Did I miss something?
You didn't miss anything. We've not gotten anything from the House of Representatives in that regard.
And then I'm reading in the papers that a new deal is struck with the House in the second floor. Now, I don't know if a new bill was introduced. I don't think a new bill, the Deal 2 bill that was introduced between the House and the governor, but has there been a hearing in the House on the Deal 2 bill?
Not that I'm aware of. I've not seen any bill or heard that they've had any kind of hearing or anything.
Okay, and there hasn't been a committee hearing for public input, public testimony.
Not that I'm aware of. I think that all got pulled off, what, Tuesday night late, maybe?
I don't know.
That's what I was told. I wasn't there.
Because the way I find out stuff in the General Assembly is we do it in front of the public. I have never once been in the General Assembly when I was the floor leader in the House or I've been in the Senate, seen a time when we close committee meetings, when we close testimony on the House floor, when we close proceedings. We don't have a state intelligence committee, but we do things, and there are opportunities, even though, you know, those individuals that are journalists sitting at the table may think that we're not as transparent as we should be from time to time. The process that our founders put in how a bill becomes a law is embedded with protections where the public knows and hearings occur of what's in there. And I'm just trying to figure out if I've missed something on where the House has had a hearing and a vote in either a committee or on the floor on the deal bill.
Hadn't happened. If it has, I'm not aware of it.
And I don't know about the House having a hearing or a vote in committee or on the floor on the Deal 2 bill.
Exactly. No.
Now, I am aware, because I was here when it happened, that the Senate has put together its version of what can get through in this special session. Now, I don't know, and I'm not trying to speak for the governor, but I am told that when the Senate passed that bill, the governor felt that that was within his call and applauded the work of the Senate.
He did. He actually came to my office and expressed that opinion, that he was very pleased with what the Senate had crafted out and was supportive of that legislation.
And the Senate has let not only fellow senators, but representatives in two non-traditional, extraordinary hearings. We've gone through all the legislative hearings. We've gone through the debates in the Senate. And we've come up with what some will call an economic bill, some will call a jobs bill, and some will call a tax credit reform bill. And it is in the House now. It has received a hearing, but it has not received a vote in committee. It has no notice of a hearing to receive a vote in committee. And it can't get a vote by the full House until it gets a vote out of committee.
That's correct.
Okay. That's my understanding of where we find ourselves today. And when I said first, I think we should say where we were, how we got to where we are, and how we move forward at this point. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to negotiate with somebody when they don't tell you what they want? But it's pretty hard. And I can remember, and we've had some time go by, but, you know, I'm getting married. And I had this kind of occur to me, and it's very frustrating, of basically we're walking around and we're getting our new china. Now, I'll be honest with you, Senator, I have fought and I will continue to fight this china because I don't understand the necessity of plates that you can't put in the microwave or the dishwasher. It makes no sense to me. And but it's a big deal, I'm learning.
I would imagine.
It's a really big deal.
I bet it's a big deal monetarily, too, right?
I'm just registering for it. And registering for it, it's quite interesting. But Casey and I, my beloved future bride, are walking around, and we're in Macy's, and we're in other places, and I'm talking to her, what do you want? What are you looking for? What? I don't know. I'll know it when I see it. And I kid you not, we spent an entire Saturday and I'm like, what do you want? What are you looking for? You want big glasses, short glasses? You want white ones? You want silver ones? You want gold? What do you want? And she's like, I will know it when I see it.
And I'm sure she will.
And I'm sure she will.
I'm sure she will.
But I don't know exactly how we've shown the House an economic development, a jobs bill, a basic tax credit reform bill in regular session. We talked about parameters of it after session was over. We've talked about and had hearings here of what we like in China patterns in the House. We are in the Senate. We voted in the Senate, in Senate to the House. We've kind of shared with our partner over there what's important to us in a China pattern. But they're still walking around Macy's going, I'll know it when I see it. We don't even know what they want. I don't know if they know what they want.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear things from different people. I hear certain things from the speaker, certain things from the floor leader, certain things from the rank and file of the House members over there.
And at the end of the day, all we can do is act upon action, can't we? I mean,
that's right.
At the end of the day, whether the House thinks we're a bunch of idiots or we think they're a bunch of idiots or whatever name-calling that has been going on, you know, all we can really do is act upon action.
We
need to do it in a transparent.
That was kind of like the situation with conference, you know, how we...
Right.
That's another part of the process. Comes out of committee, it goes to the floor, gets voted on, and if there's differences between
right.
the House and Senate version, we have a conference committee to iron out those differences. First thing I heard is, we're not going to conference. We're not going to conference.
And it kind of makes it difficult.
Or she got to go through a committee and get a vote on that before you can even think about
maybe,
a conference.
And maybe that's why they say we're not going to conference, because they know they're never going to have a voting committee. Or they're never going to have a vote on the House floor. Now, they can go back and they can talk and talk and talk about what they're going to do. But this is the show-me state. They have not shown the Senate anything.
That's correct.
And the only conclusion that I can reach in the show-me state from that bunch of people on the other end of the building is that they can't get an economic development bill, a jobs bill, a tax credit bill done through the normal process because they don't know what China pattern they like.
I think that's a good analogy.
Not, I do know I'm saying the word China pattern. Okay? No one has laughed over there, but I thought about all of that, and I didn't get any laughs until I had to point it out. But in any event, because I think from the time that regular session passed, from the time that this supposed summer deal passed to the time that then the governor signed off on the summer deal. More information, more knowledge, stories that have been investigated to great lengths by individuals sitting at that table about economic development projects. We would not be doing our job if we did not incorporate into our actions and decisions information that we learned today. And I'm specifically referring to MAMTEC. It would be malpractice for the General Assembly to say, we cut a deal in July before we knew what was going on here, and not incorporate that to the real realities of where we are. So let's talk about where the Senate is. Where the Senate is it has passed a bill that, in my mind, and it's just me, they can have their opinions.
Sure,
that's fine.
Sure.
Everyone's entitled to one.
Well, this,
but
works.
To me, we have laid down a principle that says we are going to incentivize job creation in the state of Missouri.
That's correct.
We are not.
We're not going to give state money to projected jobs or what might occur. We're going to give incentives to companies and individuals who actually create jobs and the jobs are operating.
Correct. And the way that I couch that principle, the fundamental principle that the Senate came together on and adopted on a bipartisan fashion by overwhelming veto-proof majorities, which doesn't happen often in this body on controversial topics.
No. 26
to 8. The state of Missouri and the Missouri Senate will incentivize job creation. We will no longer subsidize activity that may or may not create jobs. That we have learned post-land assemblage, that this field of dreams, hope, that if you build it, they will come, is no longer acceptable with the taxpayers' dollars.
Can't afford it, Senator.
Can't afford it. Can't do it. Now, we've seen a lot of proposals. We've seen a lot of drafts. We've seen a lot of discussions. We've had one representative say one thing and another representative say another thing and another representative say another thing. But as we sit here today, as we find ourselves today, the Senate has made clear in an open, honest, transparent, public process what it is moving forward with in a economic development, jobs bill, tax credit reform bill. It's out there. We still don't know what the House is doing.
No,
I don't know
no,
if
I don't.
The House knows what they're doing. I've heard that they can't get a bill out, that they can't even get the deal bill that they all talk about out of the House. Hey, if they can, go prove me wrong. Go vote it out. Go move that bill that the Speaker's killing in his desk right now that he filed. Make your committee chair hear it. Pass it out of your committee. Pass it out of the House. Go knock yourself out. Let's see if you can get this deal bill done that you're talking about. Or let's see if you can get this deal bill done that you're talking about with the governor. The Senate has put forth a principled economic development jobs bill with tax credit reform that meets this fundamental principle. We will incentivize job creation. We will not subsidize developers and activity that doesn't result in jobs.
That's correct. And also, as you know, put together quite an extensive tax credit reform provisions in the bill.
Correct.
That saves the state of Missouri almost a billion dollars.
Almost a billion dollars. And Senator, you have made your position eloquent. As we're looking at cuts to education, as we're looking at cuts to social services, as we're looking at cuts to prisons, as we're looking at cuts to state workers, over the last 12 years, tax credits have grown 430%.
That's amazing. They now make up over 7.5% of the budget.
And I don't know if it's just the leadership that's quoted in the paper, because I'm not seeing any rank and file House members that are quoted in the paper, so I don't know if they're getting talked to, but I hear that sunsets on the two largest tax credits that have grown the most as we've cut social services, as we've cut Meals on Wheels,
education,
as we've cut education, as we've cut other programs, those can't have sunsets.
That's,
everything else can have sunsets, but those can't have
that's
sunsets.
That's what I was told, that now, we can't do seven-year sunsets, not any sunsets.
And I don't know if that's true, because I haven't seen a bill.
I haven't seen a bill.
I haven't seen a bill go through that body. And just because the speaker says it, you know, a lot has been written about this. I had a friend that was speaker. His name was Rod Jetton.
Yeah,
and,
he was
and a
my
lot
friend.
Of, a lot of things are said, oh, the speaker can do whatever he wants. The speaker couldn't do anything about a village law. And my belief and my thought in the show me state is this speaker having a village law moment with the China hub?
He very well may.
You think he
may
could be having
that,
a village law
Senator,
moment?
I've heard with, a lot of.
And with the subsidization of warehouses for the importation of China-made goods. Do you think possibly that it's possible, since the House has had, since the moment we came in on this special session until we are today, do you think it's possible that the House can't even get past the deals that they say they can?
I don't think they can, Senator.
Yeah, I don't either. But I don't know that.
I don't know that for certain.
And
there's never been a vote.
Right. And I don't know how long we're supposed to stay up here and wait for the House to do something. You know, I don't know how long, Senator, we have to stay up here and be shown, what is it, the corn and slip the cob.
Yeah, in other words, you think they may be showing us the corn and slipping us the cob?
I don't know. I've heard it said on this floor. I've heard it said on this floor. That's kind of why in the show me state, we do things. We don't talk about it. You know, this, we do things. We don't talk about it.
Right.
And I understand that bills got passed in regular session, but a window of ignorance has closed on a lot of topics that may have passed earlier in the session.
And a lot of events have occurred since that time that have changed people's positions and opinions.
You know, in the way that we have structured our economic development, our jobs bill, our tax credit reform packages, that the state of Missouri wouldn't be out any money if a MAMTEC issue were to occur. And they can say it will, but it won't. The state of Missouri has not lost $1 because of MAMTEC. Now, the city of Moberly, and I will admit this, and it's going to be an issue, the city of Moberly used Build America bonds that we authorized. And it is going to be an open question of whether or not the General Assembly is going to have to make the city of Moberly whole if they can't pay those bonds off. But right now, quality jobs hasn't gone out. Any of the other tax credits haven't gone out because they haven't created any jobs. But we're told, but I don't know if it's the case, that the way we need to do warehouse, because they haven't passed this bill, but we're told now that the way that they want to do warehouses to subsidize the importation of China-made goods is through the BUILD program.
Yeah, they've heard that they've come to us and said that with the governor, they've worked out a provision that they actually fund the warehouses to
through the BUILD program.
Through the BUILD program now, for this international cargo.
Now, I don't know how many people down there know what the BUILD program is. I know what the BUILD program
I've
is.
I've studied it.
And the BUILD program's bonding.
It is.
The city of Moberly's in trouble because of bonding.
That's correct. I think now, upwards of in the upper $30 million range.
Now, where the Senate is at on this issue is we see the events with Moberly. We see the bonding that Moberly did. And now we're presented as, I don't know if that's the House position or not because it hasn't passed the House. But now we're given to, by the House, or told, whether or not they can pass it, I don't know because they haven't, that the way we're going to build the warehouses is through bonding. The
yeah.
same way that Moberly now finds itself in
right.
problems.
Through the BUILD program, through the Department of Economic Development.
Now,
I have told
you privately.
Yes.
And I say it now publicly. Knowing what I know now that I didn't know before the specific reporting on MAMTEC, there's no way in the world the state of Missouri should do bonding The same way we just saw the devastating effects with Mobley on. But I don't know if that's really the House's position or just one House member's position, because this is the show-me state, and the House still refuses to show us anything.
Right. No vote, no hearing, no nothing.
And so it's frustrating to stay up here, but I'm willing to sit back and try to understand what the House is thinking or what they're doing, because they still haven't shown us anything. And maybe our dialogue here will motivate them to show us something.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. And let's get, you know, shown what is going on. But where we find ourselves is in a perpetual situation where we're shown nothing. And it's very, very difficult when you're negotiating with somebody and they don't tell you what they want. Or one of them says, well, I can't pass that. And another one says, well, I'm not going to expend the political capital until you guarantee me that it won't go to conference and that you'll take it up and pass it. This is supposed to be an open and transparent
process. Why not let the process work?
Let the process work. The Senate hasn't said, you know, hey, you know, we're gonna do this. We've shown it, and the House hasn't shown us that they can't pass it or can pass it. And so, where I think we need to go at this point, because much has been written about this, and I heard the comments. Now, I find it very fascinating that instead of, you know, coming down to the Senate, the Speaker of the House runs to a microphone bank, and instead of working towards getting something accomplished, he runs to a microphone bank as he's driving out of town and basically says, the House didn't take their ball and go home. I don't know. You read me that article or whatever the quote is of, the House didn't take its ball and go home. We're still here trying to work. I don't know what the House thinks it's working on. What are they working on, their debate society? Are they working on their dressing? Are they working on, you know, Buffalo Wild Wing, buy one, get one freeze? I hear they've had more caucus meetings there than they've had them here in the cat. I don't know. I don't know what they're working on.
Senator, I don't have any idea.
I don't know how to deal with that. So, you know, I think that the Senate has put its position forward. It's waited and waited and waited for an opportunity of the House to pass a bill to start the legislative process to completion. And we haven't got there. So now we have to talk about how do we get something accomplished? Because the House isn't showing us what they can and can't pass. And they left town. And they've got it scheduled where, I mean, they're not coming back till Thursday for a technical. So I guess a technical means that they're not going to vote on anything there. I haven't seen your bill get noticed up for an exec session. They haven't told you that they're going to vote your bill out on an exec session. You know, at least on the federal level, as dysfunctional as those people are, bills they don't like, they take them to the floor and kill them. You know, I mean, we won't even do, I mean, I don't even get, we don't even have a bill here that the House has sent us to take to the floor and kill.
No.
I mean, at least they do that. At least they pay that common courtesy to each chamber. They have some kind of, you know,
yeah, we've
right,
been
we
operating,
got it out, and here it is. You know,
operating for 3 weeks or better, and still yet we don't have an economic development / tax credit reform bill from the House. I'm talking about an actual bill,
right?
That we know the whole body.
Haven't been told when we're going to get there.
Nope.
All we've been told is this is what we want. This is what we can pass, but we're not going to pass it because we're not going to do the capital until this. But it's the show me state. You got to show us at some point. So I guess since the Senate has lived up to the show me state and we've shown them, where we're going to go at this point is, how do you think?
Well, I think, Senator, what we do is that at this point, we actually adjourn and function in technical sessions till we either get a bill or understand what it is they're going to pass in the way of a bill, or time runs out on special session sometime early November.
Right. So I understand it. Special sessions run for 60 days.
They do.
And I think that 60th day is November 6th.
That's correct.
And a lot of discussions have been about, oh, we're going to take our football and go home. The Senate's going to adjourn sine die. Oh, we're going to do this. But basically, we don't need to be calling everyone up here because we haven't seen them send us anything.
That's correct.
And I don't know if they can or won't or will, but we've sent them something. So what you're saying to me is what you all would like to do is just hold technical sessions, because per Constitution, you got to hold at least some kind of session every
right.
10 days.
And not everybody would have to be here. Senator.
We're not going to take up bills, but
nope.
We're just, this is the show me state, and we're waiting for the House to show us something.
Right.
We're tired of talking. Talk is cheap. Let's walk the walk, not talk the talk.
Yep, let's see something.
You know, I mean, the Senate has produced, and the House has just talked.
Yes. I mean, that's the way it is.
I hear you. That's kind of how I read things. And when I was growing up, talk is cheap. Action speaks volume.
Most definitely.
So we've been able to put together, with your leadership, with the senator from the 23rd's leadership, in a cooperative spirit of divergent views.
This whole body,
a tough
Senator.
Body.
Yes.
In a tough body. And after I get done talking with you, I'm going to inquire from the senator from the 11th, who's helped in this process as well.
Yes, he has.
And where we're at is, we don't know where our partner is. So we showed up to prom, and we're still waiting for a prom date. And,
exactly.
You know, that never happened to me growing up. I just
been a long time since I've been to a prom, Senator.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot younger than you.
Yeah, you are.
I remember
I
that.
Know.
And
but I remember a few prom dates.
There you go. Now that was when you were in boarding school, right? Abroad and all that.
But, walking 2 miles to school both ways
now,
in snow.
When you were at prom,
uphill.
When you were at prom, did you put your date on horseback, or did you have a buggy?
Yeah, actually, I had a Monte Carlo.
Carlo?
You betcha. I think it was a 1971 Monte Carlo.
Wow.
And it had a 400 engine, and I think GM used to have those. Was it 400? That thing would scoot a little
bit. I don't know. That car's older than I am.
Well,
I know we've got places to go, and I don't want to tie anyone out, but I wanted to make clear.
I'm hopeful that this will
I wanted to make clear of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going in the future, at least from the perspective of divergent views, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, pro-tax credit, anti-tax credit, all of that, on that the Senate in the show-me state has shown. And we're still waiting, because all we're getting is talk out of the other side.
That's right.
And it's important to the Senate that we have all of those components. Tax credit accountability, and that it's paid for. Same stuff the governor said. We agree with him on that. We're not just authorizing tax credits for the sake of tax credits.
And you know, that tax credit, most of the provisions in there came from a tax credit review commission that had 27 or so members or more of differing
that
backgrounds that went all around the state, held meetings, and came forth with a report. It wasn't like it was a Republican or Democrat group. They came from all different political walks.
That recommended 4 years, and we're even going up to 7 years now.
Well, I think they recommended six on a lot of those.
And now we're up to 7 years.
Yes.
So, you know.
So it wasn't like we just pulled stuff out of the air.
Exactly. We're using information and knowledge as it comes in.
Yes.
But, you know, we've laid out the parameters that are there based upon more perfect information that is available to legislators today than it was in June or May, and it would be malpractice for a legislator not to take more perfect information into account when it sets public policy in the state of Missouri, in my opinion.
Hopefully somebody can't file a malpractice suit against us.
Yeah, or it would
I guess
not
it
be
is,
living up to the spirit of your responsibility.
That's exactly right, Senator.
So I appreciate the inquiry. I appreciate the fact that the Senate has passed a jobs bill that incentivizes job creation and doesn't subsidize developers and activity that we know does not create jobs.
That's correct, and saves almost $1 billion.
And saves almost $1 billion and gets the main programs that have been talked about in this place for 5 years in this General Assembly across the finish line, and in a position, if the House would show us something instead of talking in the show-me state, to move ourselves forward.
But, that's correct.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
There's no intention of me. There's no intention of the floor leader to adjourn sine die. We have an understanding of where we are and the position that we're moving in a timetable of,
right,
of where the Senate is. And I appreciate very much your efforts and your leadership in this battle. There have been many a pro tem when I was in the House and I was in the Senate that weren't able to get economic development bills through this body. So for anyone to be critical of any kind of leadership or anything else, you've been able to get two through in less than one session.
Yeah, and I appreciate that,
really,
and it was the work. That's right, the work of this whole body. I'm talking about several senators. I'm talking about they all participated, and I'm pretty proud of this chamber.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President,
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Can I inquire the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield?
I yield, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed. Okay.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I know you've been involved in this process, and I had an opportunity to kind of discuss with you on where we find ourselves. I know you're a proud historian of the state of Missouri and the traditions and honors of the Senate. Understand when I say we're the show-me state, and when I say the buck stops here type stuff, you know the history, you know why those statements were made, and the culture that's behind those types of statements. You've kind of heard where we are. You know where we're going. What do you think?
Well, a couple of observations. The Senate should act as a Senate, you know, and that's kind of where we're at today, which is the lights don't go out in the Senate, and the lights shouldn't go out. And when I heard that there was some discussion about adjourning sine die, my gut just kind of told me that's a mistake. That's not being a Senate. We've taken a position on a bill. As you're well aware, there is a balance there. And by the way, you referred to this, but I appreciate other people's hard work, even if I don't agree with them entirely. And I would put you and the Senator from Howe in that category. I might not agree with you entirely, but the way I look at it is the issues involved in this bill go back 3.5-4 years, and they affect potentially the future of Missouri for the next decade or two. And for the first time, you've been able, in this building, incredibly, to I remember 3.5 years ago, and I remember prior to you, in a bipartisan basis, people talking about tax credits, the needs for sunsets, the needs for control, were we spending too much money? That's been a bipartisan. It originally began a few years ago, Senator, from the left, if you remember.
Wayne Good.
And what I mean is, I think there's a conclusion to where it's become a reality that we have to do something, and over the last 3-4 years, there's been a change in dialogue in this building to where who would have thought 3 years ago that you would have a cap on historics when that was originally
well, we don't
about,
yet. We've it passed it out of the Senate.
No, but what I mean is even passing it out of the Senate, it was, oh, there's no way that can happen.
Yeah.
And so what I mean is the issues at stake in this bill, beyond the job creation initiatives, beyond refining our economic development tools, the reform is an equally important, not only does it affect the funding of education and all those things, but all of that is way too important to turn the lights out in the Senate. And that was kind of where I've been of, I think it's a mistake to take our marbles and go home. The issues involved are far too important. They might have disagreements. We'll see all of that. But we need to keep this issue advancing because of those major paradigms in this bill that affect not only our past, our future, but also our entire state budget. And you and the Senator mentioned that there's, you know, $1 billion in savings, 900 some odd million dollars. I would refer to, there was an amendment that you were for in the original bill.
Yeah.
We had a vote by this body, a close vote, But we took that out, and that was the senior circuit breaker thing.
Right, for rumors.
You and I might genuinely disagree about that. However, the final product is the product of the Senate. And we have a bill over there without that in it. That is our position. That's our position. And I would defend that.
It was passed in an open, transparent, public process.
Right. I would defend that as equally as I defend you and the senator from Howe on sunsets and caps. And that's where we're at. We've established the Senate position. In the old days of this body, the Senate used to say, this is the Senate position. And I will just tell you, that normally happened.
Right.
Because we're uniquely in that position to do that.
Right.
We're not giving them an ultimatum, but we are saying, this is what we passed. This is what we can pass from this chamber. There's a lot of issues that are way, way too important. I would also point out, and one thing very briefly, that you and the senator from Stoddard didn't mention, by doing it this way also, we're not bringing the whole Senate back. There's no cost to a technical session.
And that's the other
point. For example, I don't know if you knew, we're not being paid today.
Right.
I don't want to be paid today.
Right.
So
I don't either.
When people talk about costs, the advantage is we're waiting for the other body to hear their answer. We have proverbially hit the ball into their court, and we are waiting, awaiting their return. There doesn't need to be any tax cost to Missouri taxpayers for that, and we're not by doing it this way. But most importantly of all, we're keeping the lights on in the Senate. And if we have to do that to November 6th, now I don't know if the senator from Stoddard or the senator from 23rd mentioned this, and I know you'll be horrified at this, but I know you have a major event in your life coming up. My suggestion was, if this interferes with that in any way, much like the Tonight Show with Tiny Tim, we actually have the ceremony here in the Senate.
I don't think she's coming up here. She
I
does
don't
not.
Know. I don't
she,
know how
she
open.
She sees me. But she if you sees think me when I come up here, and she has no intention of coming to this
place. That could avoid the whole China discussion. That could avoid the whole what kind of towels and all that. We could just have it right here. We could use the main aisle, and you could be and the president.
Senator, you think I'm tough? You don't want her up here. She'd have this place whipped into shape, and we'd have comforters and hound towels and soaps you can't use and little pillow.
But in this process
you, and like that and have this place all whipped into
in
shape.
In the process of waiting for this answer, which I'm prepared to do till November 6th,
you do.
And beyond that,
a lot.
You know, if we have to have the wedding here, I wanted to run that by you. I mean, I'm,
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if you're, I don't know the parties involved are willing on your part, but the reality is the answer is too important.
You're asking you're asking the wrong person, Senator. Well, I have no judgment of that.
I'll even talk to her if you want. I mean, if that's
exactly.
a possibility. But again, it gets back to the issues in this bill after 3.5, 4 years of work are way too important to throw in the towel. And the Senate doesn't throw in the towel.
Right.
So I'm very pleased with this decision.
I appreciate
it. Senator, I appreciate all your hard work. Appreciate the Senator from Howe, everybody else who's been involved in this. It's a product of, hey, not every amendment went every way that everybody wanted to go.
And it wasn't orchestrated.
But it was a product of bipartisan work in the Senate. That's how we're supposed to work. Now, there were some people in charge a few years ago that damaged the Senate, in my opinion, and I won't dwell upon that, that they ran it in a partisan way. And you know, the House is the House. If the Senate sticks together, this is the product we can create.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Howe, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. I just want to take you back just a little bit farther, because if we had been able to work with the body on the other side during regular session, we wouldn't be in special session.
That's correct.
And I want to just briefly remind the body.
Yes.
That this body worked together on House Bill 116, and I believe the date is correct. On May the 5th, on a Thursday, we passed that bill out of this body 32-2. It then went to the House. And I can't inquire the Secretary of the Senate, but it got to be comical because I would ask her every day if the conference report to confer on the conferees had been named, because I thought it got lost in the mail.
Kind of like a little boy who goes to the mailbox looking for that.
That's the way this body works, and
yes.
It's supposed to work, where you pass a bill, you go to conference, you work it out, and then when the deadline of Friday, it's done. But that didn't happen. And what happened was 8 days, that House, that bill that passed this body, 32-2, sat over in the House, And at 3 o'clock on the last day of session, a 300-page bill on another piece of legislation was sent back by the House.
Yeah, I think that was, what, Senate Bill 100, where they loaded it up with
and said, take
some
it
provisions.
Or leave it. This is all in light of a general population that's mad at Washington because they vote on stuff they've never read. So we had 8 days that we sat here during regular session and could not communicate with the House to reach a resolve on this issue. So that's a little bit of history that if they had even attempted to negotiate then, we wouldn't even be in special session now.
That's
so
correct.
I just want
that's correct. A bill that was
me.
Pretty extensive and had many of the provisions that are in Senate Bill 8. You're correct.
And again, quick, what I want to do is point out, you know, what my vision of economic development is. Because I go home every day and talk to small businesses around the state. You know, what we need to do is begin continually working on making small business the centerpiece of economic growth in the state. And you do that by reducing taxes across the board, by giving them the ability to spend their own money.
That's correct. Not only corporations, but small businesses, LLCs, all across the board.
Lower taxes, lower regulation.
Yes.
Most of my businesses, when I ask them, how can I help you, they say, leave me alone. Lower my taxes, lower my regulation. Let me go out and work and stimulate this economy. Don't let government help me, because government usually helps me by taking my money and giving it to who they think is more fit.
Yes.
What we have allowed the state to become over the last few years is the lender of last resort.
In other words, a lot of these projects can't get money through banks or through private financiers. They have to go come to the state of Missouri and get money.
When people run the numbers and decide that this won't pay off, they run to the state to fund the money because private enterprise won't invest. And what that does is that leads us to things like historic and low income. One of the things that when I got elected, I said I'm going to try to restore accountability to state government. And I don't care what the program is. When you have programs out there that are now entitlements, that do not have sunsets, that return 11 cents on the dollar and 23 cents on the dollar to hardworking taxpayers' hard-earned money that they pay into taxes, that is not accountability. When we as a body can put three-year sunsets on pregnancy resource centers, but we cannot put sunsets on a historic and low income that get 23 cents and 11 cents on the return on the dollar, we need to reinvestigate why we're here.
And I think, Senator, those two programs would account for almost $300 million a year in redemptions of tax credits.
You know, and what's ironic is when I asked the pregnancy resource centers, will a three-year sunset be all right with you? Because I had concerns about that. Their response was, absolutely not. It gives us the opportunity to come to the legislature and tell them what we're doing with their money. You know, what better program did he have in that than every 3 years they get the chance to come up and tell us what they're doing, make sure this General Assembly and that money's being spent wisely, and tell us what they're doing with the money. Isn't that a novel concept?
That's the way it should work.
We have two programs out there that cost the state $200 to $300 million a year that get 11 cents return on the dollar and 23 cents return on the dollar. And I'll go even farther. The one that gets 11 cents on the dollar, only two states in the nation do that. But even if we did away with the state portion, you still have the federal low-income tax program. Only two states in the country do a state program. You would still have the program. It'd be paid for by the federal government. But yet we continue to invest the taxpayers' dollars of every little old small business out there that works hard for those dollars and gives it to us. We invest it and get 11 cents back on return. That is not accountability. That's not what I was sent up here to do. And, you know, and another thing, sunsets. The reason not to have sunsets is one senator can stand up on this floor and kill the program. And I've told many members of our caucus, one senator cannot kill a tax credit program.
You think the Speaker of the House might have that power?
I absolutely does. I sat for 22 hours last year trying to kill a tax credit program, and I failed. It was that's the way this business works. Got to talk to the press a lot, got a lot of attention, but I stood because I think this state needs to go a different direction. We need to get the state out of the business of being the payer of last resorts on bad investments. And that's exactly what we've allowed this state to do. So I want to thank you for your work, you know, as we move forward.
Thank you for your work.
And hopefully we can begin the process of restoring accountability, just like the taxpayer sent us up here to do. So thank you for your work.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. The Senator from the 23rd moves that we stand in adjournment until 10:30 a.m. Monday, September 26th. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, 10:30 a.m., September 26th.